Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
All right, everybody. Welcome to this special quick edition of Saints Happy Hour Podcast. The reason why we're having this edition is I needed to get somebody on from the bird calls because we are doing the live show December 14th at Tracy's in New Orleans. Doors open at 6:30. Show starts at 7. We go live at 7 o'clock with it. Yeah, for the Saints Happy Hour Podcast at 7. The bird call guys go at 8. And I got Preston Ellis. And unfortunately, he's not going to be there. The other three guys are going to be there live. But I wanted to have Preston on so you guys can understand how awesome the bird call is. It's my Pelicans one stop for everything. Like when Preston will vouch for this, as soon as the breaking news hit of Zion, it hit that he's going to be injured and he's going to miss time. I'm DMing Preston. I'm like, calm me down. Tell me this is going to be okay.
Oh, it's going to be fine. Not only is it going to be great, we don't know how long he's going to be out right now, but there was just a report from Kristen Ludlow that this game last night against the New York Knicks might be the only game that he misses, so we'll see.
Thank God. I'm so ready for Pelicans basketball, and I just think they're going to be great. And the Saints are winning without Drew Brees, and they're going to be great. So you know this, it's going to be holidays. You have time off work. Just take off that Saturday, that Friday or whatever. It's a Saturday. Come down. See us. You get a T-shirt. You get to meet all the guys. David and I listen to the bird calls. David and those guys are amazing. The bird calls, the content is amazing. But Preston, this event, I feel like, and I know you guys have just – granted, you guys have been doing a wonderful job with covering the Pelicans for a long time, but like Zion just, he changed everything, right? It just to be honest about the Pelicans, right? And you guys' shows have exploded. I was looking at rankings. Y'all are like top 20 for basketball podcasts, which is insane. This Pelicans euphoria is just going to be incredible. And just kind of explain where you guys are as far as y'all's audience and how excited people are.
So just to give you guys a brief glimpse at the numbers, typically we probably get, I don't know, somewhere around 1,000 to 1,500 downloads per podcast. This summer, we were getting close to 5,000 every podcast. And just to put the scale of this for you guys, the New Orleans Pelicans are second in the entire NBA in ticket sales this year. On the road, they're the sixth most popular team. They had the second highest surge in ticket sales this year behind just, yes, the Los Angeles Clippers with Kawhi Leonard and Paul George. That's how excited people are in your city about the New Orleans Pelicans. And we're going to lose Zion for a few weeks. Who cares? You've got Nikhil Alexander Walker out there scoring 35 points per game in the preseason. You've got Drew Holiday, who's going forward for an MVP campaign. You've got Brandon Ingram and Lonzo Ball, who are both going to make their case for most improved player. You've got an executive of the year. You've got $6 million in your new training facility. There's one I'm forgetting. Obviously, Zion Williamson is probably going to win rookie of the year. Who cares if he misses 3 weeks? You've got J.J. Redick, who's going to be up for sixth man of the year. You've got 30 nationally televised games. You've got the best play-by-play guy in the country, bar none, Joel Myers. This is the best time to be a Pelicans fan. And there are so many close parallels between the Saints and the Pelicans right now. You guys lost Drew Brees. You're still winning. You're still 4-0 without him. We lost Zion Williamson. We're still balling out. We're going to continue to ball out. We're calling it right here. We're going to beat the Toronto Raptors. The first three games is going to be difficult. But 14 out of 18 games against playoff competitors. After that, the schedule thins out. Once you guys get to December 14th, this is the night before my Orlando Magic come to the New Orleans Pelicans. We are going to be on a roll. Zion is going to be back. You've got an opportunity to meet Kevin Berrios. He's going to have his T-shirts there as well as the Saints Happy Hour T-shirts, the Zion Crown King. You've got David Grubb, host of Hard in the Paint on 1280 AM, is going to be there. And then you have got the face of the New Orleans Pelicans franchise. Nobody covers them better than Ali Cosell. If you haven't met him already, go and meet him. He is the godfather of Pelicans basketball. So get out and meet these people. Meet Ralph. Meet the whole team. Yeah. It's going to be a blast.
Yeah. And I mean, listen, we love everybody. Everybody's free. But like patrons, you're listening to this. You people love us. You give us money every month to support the show. We have 250 of you guys. Y'all all need to come out. Like, because we're going to try to do these regularly, but we don't know. This may be the first, you know, we'll try to do a couple a year. But come on out. Meet us. Take pictures. Like you said, meet Ollie. Meet David. Meet Kevin. It's going to be amazing. And I look at this year, this sports year, Preston. You have the Saints, Tulane, LSU, all kicking ass. You have the Pelicans. The Pelicans' excitement is at a level where it was like, can New Orleans be a basketball city? Will they support? Well, they didn't really like it. This is just proving it's like, you know what? New Orleans, they'll show up. If you have a cool product, if you have an engaging star, and the thing that's crazy, Preston, is, and I'm not a basketball person like you are, but I listen to as many podcasts as I can, and I like Bill Simmons. Some people hate him because he's polarizing, but that dude knows basketball. You can say whatever you want about him. He was so sad when he was doing the over-unders that the Boston Celtics didn't pick Alexander Walker of the Pelicans. He was so sad. He's like, he's amazing. I think he said if Zion wasn't in this draft, he's like, I would bet a significant amount of money on Alexander Walker being the rookie of the year. Can you imagine that? The Pelicans might have the number one, the guy who wins rookie of the year, and the guy who finishes runner up. They might have drafted him in the same draft. It's like, how do you become an instant contender in the NBA? Oh, you just draft two guys that are going to be all pros in the same draft. Problem solved.
Don't stop there, Ralph. We've still got Didi Silva in Australia, yeah, who's tearing up that league. He's going to come and join us next year. We've got Jackson Hayes, who might be the most athletic big man in the NBA already. The guy jumps out of the sky. But you're right, absolutely right. It's not unfathomable to say that Nickeil Alexander-Walker could be a candidate for Rookie of the Year. Joseph Billiott posted something on Twitter, and this is something that y'all need to think about. Nickeil Alexander-Walker might already be better than Lonzo Ball. I know that's crazy to say right now, but if you just look at his numbers, his skill set, his confidence, he is throwing a monkey wrench in the Pelicans' plans right now because they wanted to redshirt him. They wanted to develop guys like Josh Hart. They wanted to see what Etuan Moore had left so he could lead the team, potentially trade him at the deadline if you want to. They wanted JJ Redick to lead these guys. They wanted Frank Jackson to continue to improve. He throws a monkey wrench in all of that because he's just too good. He's so good already. He jumped onto the scene. His numbers are catastrophic through the preseason right now. And it's only going to grow from here. So like you said, even if Zion misses the first 3 weeks, we still have, like you said, one of the most exciting rookies in the NBA. Would you rather have him right now or Ja Morant? I know that sounds crazy. RJ Barrett, who looks better right now than this kid? Nobody. Well,
one thing about him, I saw him when he played against, when Virginia Tech played against Duke and they lost. They should have won. They played great. And I remember seeing him. I was like, he's pretty good. But like, and he didn't get drafted they drafted him, 16th. So it wasn't like everybody was like, he's going to be amazing.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
We are driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/match. Just go to Indeed.com/match right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/match. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Amazing. What has surprised everyone about his skill set? You know, people thought, oh, he'll be nice. He'll be interesting down the line, like you said. But he's just, like, amazing from day one. What's been the difference that people just didn't see?
So for the casual fan, it's his confidence. He's got a lightning quick trigger. He's not afraid to shoot over anybody. He's not afraid to get hot going early. For the guys who've watched a bit more basketball, it's his skill set. He has an elite level skill set. He's dropping step like James Harden. He's using his behind the back dribble. He already knows how to operate out of a pick and roll at a very high level, works out of the pistol, knows where to get his guys into their sets, into their spots, knows how to dictate, manage, and execute the offense already as a rookie point guard. Is unfathomable. This typically takes these guys 3 to 4 years to see things before they happen. Like Frank Jackson, he is a great guy who can attack a closeout, a great shooter. But the difference between him and Nickeil Alexander-Walker is Nickeil Alexander-Walker sees the plays happen before they've happened. He can anticipate. And not only that, he can create space for himself against the taller perimeter players in the NBA, as well as these guys in the post. He takes them off the dribble the same way that Chris Paul used to, and he can use his drop step. He can use his behind the back dribble. He can use his fadeaway. He's got elite level footwork already. He already looks polished, Ralph, and combine that with his 6'5" height. This kid is giving what no one expected already. He already looks like a polished 4 or 5 year player. He's got great size. He's got great shooting touch. He's somewhere around 40% from 3-point range already. This kid looks great, Ralph.
It is. And the thing is, and I said this on Twitter, and I saw the Birds Right, y'all retweeted and liked it. And this is my theory. And people that listen to the podcast know I'm a degenerate gambler. So when I say this, I've put money on the Pelicans to do this. I bet the over on the Pelicans of 38.5. And I still think they're going to get over that even without Zion. And Preston, my theory is this, is that the Pelicans have always had, let's be honest, lackluster attendance, right? People show up for the big games. When they win post Saints, they show up, right? And if they're winning, and if they're not, and they're just like, even the year they went, you know, what they went 46 or 48 games 2 years ago, even in the spring, when they had those midweek games during Mardi Gras and all, it's like, oh, it's the New Jersey Nets. And they announced the crowd at 12, but it's really like 9,500 or 10,000. My theory this year, Preston, is every game is going to be like Mardi Gras. With Zion there, you're going to have a full stadium. And I think having a full arena is going to energize these young kids and give them energy on these midweek games where you'd be like, oh, it's the Bulls. And you just, the arena's kind of dead and the players kind of have to motivate themselves, right? But when you've got a full arena every night, I think that's going to bump them like 3 to 4 wins above what they would have done otherwise. And I think it's going to change everything. And I can't tell you how excited I am to get this thing started, even without Zion. It's going to be amazing. What is your theory for what's your win total for the Pelicans? So when we do the live show on December 14th, we can either applaud you in absentia or make fun of you. What's your season prediction for the Pelicans?
Well, I don't think we need to weigh what the win-loss record is going to be in December 14th, because like we said, the Pelicans' initial schedule is very, very difficult. So if they come out of the gate 6-8, that's okay, because things are really going to thin out in the second half of the season. So if they're somewhere around 500 or just south of it, we're still in a really good spot. I think we're going to win 43 games. I think we're going to sneak into that 8 spot. Ralph, do you remember when Cha-Ching with Seth Green first became a thing, when Stand Up and Get Crunk first played and the crowd first got up? That's what's going to happen with the New Orleans Pelicans this season. They've had good teams before. They've advanced to the second round, but they've never had an identity. And that is as much to do with the team and the organization as it is the in-game experience. And that's something they're already taking to heart this season. So if you guys go to these games, you can become a part of this Pelicans' new identity. This new relationship between the city and the team is finally going to hold fruition the same way that it does with the Saints. That's the most exciting part of all of this. But yeah, Zion's going to be pretty cool too.
I was going to say, I have friends with young kids that are, you know, in the ages of say 7 to 12 or 13. And I have a friend, he's got 3 kids, and they all age from like 7 to 10. And he said, or no, they age from like, I'm sorry, they age from like 8 or 9 to like 14, 15. He's like, Ralph, he's like, when the Pelicans won 2 years ago, none of my kids, they liked it. They would watch on TV. None of them asked to go. None of them wanted Pelicans merch. He's like, they didn't care. They love the Saints. They love LSU. They were interested in the Pelicans, but interested only in the sense of, hey, I watch it on TV. If they win, that's cool. If they lose, I turn it off and go on to do other things. They're not really that invested in it. He says, all three of them, they want to go to games. They want Zion jerseys. They want whatever shoe Zion's going to have. He's like, it's bedlam. And he's like, it went from I don't care to I'm fully invested in Zion. He's like, I don't understand it. He's like, I just know this is different. Zion's different. And that's the thing, man. I think you're building a whole generation of Pelicans fans that are like young kids that are like, I'm going to love the Pelicans because I love Zion. And that just, it changes everything. And I can't wait for this. I'm hoping, guys, RSVP, get us, you know, we have a room in there, Preston, where people can ask questions. We'll take pictures with you after if you want a selfie with me and my one good arm. We'll do it all. We'll drink. It's going to be fun. It's going to be so much fun. And like, I can't tell you, I don't know how you guys feel about it. But for us, we've been doing this podcast a long time, and we have a pretty good audience. We get about 30,000 to 35,000 downloads a month, which is cool. But for us to do a live event, it just feels for us so special. It's just different because they have a ton of podcasts for the Saints. They have a good number of them for the Pelicans now, but there aren't shows that are doing and have a big enough following to say, we're going to do a live event somewhere in New Orleans and our fans are going to show up and this is going to be fun. So for us, it's like a milestone. It's like this achievement. And like me and Andrew are like, and all of us, Dave and Kevin, we're just like over the moon. And we just laugh at like where we started and where to get here. How do you guys feel about this, the live event? Are they as excited as we are?
I look at this as a gateway drug. This is just the beginning. You're in high school. Somebody says, hey, why don't you just try this, buddy? And you're like, I don't know. All my friends are doing it. 3 weeks later, you're face down in a ditch somewhere after having the craziest night of your life. That's what this season's going to be. It, like you said, everything is rolling. Tulane, LSU, the Saints, the Pelicans, and all the guys at this event, and ladies, we'll have you know, and kids, if kids come, they are all going to be experiencing euphoria together. There's never been a time quite like this where there's this much excitement resonated with all four of them.
Yeah.
And obviously the Pelicans kind of take the frontmost position right now because of Zion, but he's just the beginning. He's just the gateway. Once the Pelicans start winning and the Saints are winning right alongside them, you're going to be right in that bowl season for Tulane and LSU. This is going to be the absolute best time to be a Louisiana sports fan. And you're going to be there with other diehard people who are just as passionate as you are.
No, it's going to be great. It's going to be great. I'm going to wrangle my family and friends to come out. And my friends are like, are you going to have a mic where we can ask questions and or embarrass you? And I'm like, yes. So if you want to hear embarrassing college stories of my drinking and that sort of thing, my friends have no shame and have no compunction about getting on the mic and telling a story that will make me turn beet red. If you want to, I'm just throwing that out there as another reason to come if the t-shirt's not enough. But Preston, guy, thanks so much for joining us. Guys, the Bird's Right, the Bird Call is my podcast. The Bird Writes is my blog, my go-to for everything Pelicans. Like that's no lie. Like in the morning, I'm like, I check the data on our podcast. And then I go to the Bird Rights to get my Pelican news. And I am freaking ready to get this kicked off with Toronto. But guys, this was mostly just December 14th. RSVP at the link. Get your free t-shirt. Come join us. It's going to be fantastic. Preston, guy, thanks for joining us. And I'm sure we'll talk to you again, maybe even before the live show, to get people to make sure they remember when the date is. It's December 14th.
Don't miss it. 7 p.m. for Saints Happy Hour podcast, 8 p.m. for the Bird Calls. But get there early because then you can talk to all these guys and have a blast and make sure you have a couple of drinks before you ask questions.
I will have plenty of drinks in me by the time 7 o'clock rolls around. You better believe it.
All right, buddy. Take us out of here.
All right, guys. So for Preston, I'm Ralph. We'll see you tomorrow.